The exhibition shows several examples of conserving and restoring ceramic materials. To begin with, the showcase and panel in front of you show examples of why and how ceramics deteriorate. The reasons for this may lie in the manufacture, though such objects are most often found shattered into many fragments. One of the more demanding projects was the reconstruction of a Roman vessel in the shape of a cave lion. Vessels that imitate animal forms are called ascos. Since many fragments were missing, and consequentially information about its surface, we made a support core from an artificial material to which we attached fragile pieces of ceramic. The work of a conservator-restorer already begins in the field, which is illustrated by the poster showing the salvaging of a large ceramic vessel from the ground. It shows how to secure an object during an excavation and store it safely until it is transported to the storage or workshop. In connection with this poster, the exhibition presents two examples of reconstructing similarly sized ceramic objects. On the floor in front of you are the remains of a Roman dolium from a brickworks in the location of Christianbilje. Even though many original fragments of this large vessel have been preserved and a reconstruction drawing was made, we were unable to assemble and complete it without damaging the original, so we decided to make a full-scale replica. It is on display next to the original fragments, which are interesting also because one of them testifies to the old repairs done in antiquity. A small hole was filled with lead to prevent the vessel from leaking. On the other side of the room you can see the restoration of a large container called Pithos from a prehistoric burial ground in the town of Most na Soči. Due to its poorer condition and above all its size, rather demanding preparations were required, including a temporary external support structure that enabled us to assemble the container. Also presented are examples of restoring glazed ceramics from the modern period. One of the panels describes the types of damage that occur on ceramic tiles. On the example of plates and cups from Rehenberg Castle, you can see the restoration of richly decorated tableware from the castles of the northern Primorska region. The regional museum Goriški muzej houses a rich collection of fragments, which are so remarkable that they deserved extensive additions and reconstruction, also with the aid of a potter's wheel. These procedures were based on comprehensive archaeological research of similar materials from other sites, some even outside our national borders. Comparison with similar materials enabled us to complete the decoration. As a peculiarity, one of the panels presents the additions to a painted ceramic sculpture of a bishop from the second half of the 16th century, which had been smashed and poorly assembled. A rather large piece was missing from the bottom of the sculpture. This missing piece was modeled and made in plastic, enabling the bishop to get back on his feet.